this throne room where these living creatures then cry out and sing out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Now, I've given it away because the sea of people, you know, the sea of glass, the people, that hasn't happened yet. So has this throne room scene happened yet? No. It's yet to come. But yet to come, there will be a time of worship. But yet to come, does that help us now? How can we be an unending worshiper? Is an unending worshiper someone who worships God eventually, one day? I'm going to suggest to you that an unending worshiper is someone who can't wait for the future, who says, "I wish to worship and express my joy and thanksgiving to God now, already. I can't wait for something in the future." I want to turn your attention to Book of Philippians. And hereby is your homework for this next week, to read through the four chapters. It's not very long. Read it in one go if you can. The whole of the book of Philippians. I've got so many bookmarks in my Bible, it keeps flopping open in the wrong place. So Philippians. And I want to turn your attention to chapter 3, and we'll look at verse 20 and 21. So here we have Paul, and he's not in a good place. Paul, it says at the beginning of the chapter, I read it to you, he says from chapter 1, verse 12, says, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." And he goes on to say that he's in chains. I don't know how many of us would be happy, joyful, if we're chained up because of our expression of our faith. It would be something to moan about, really, wouldn't it? But Paul writes to the people in Philippi, admitting or acknowledging that he's chained up because of his profession of faith. But that doesn't bother him. It says then in Philippians 3, verse 20, "But our citizenship is in heaven." Is heaven something that we experience now? Or is that a not yet? That's still a not yet. "Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await," so that's a not yet, "a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will," that's a not yet, that's not now, is it? That's a not yet. "It will, he will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Paul is talking about and not yet. So is there anything that we can rejoice about and be happy about and worship God for now? Do we have to wait till then in order to be an unending worshiper? No, we don't. Paul explains himself and gives us this prompt just a few verses later. Maybe you know the song that uses these words. Because in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, what does it say? Someone read it for me. Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice." Does anyone know a song like this? "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice." But hang on a minute. What did I just explain about Paul and his situation? Where was he? What was happening? He was in chains. He was bound up. But what does he say? He's happy. He's happy despite the affliction, despite the troubles that he's experiencing. Paul is happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Is that something later on or is that something now? That's something now. I believe that Paul realized that being an unending worshiper is someone not that waits for something else to happen and then I can start worshiping. Paul is saying, it doesn't matter about your life situation, however bad, even if you're in chains, I want to encourage you to rejoice. And again I say rejoice. That's about here and now. That's not just about the happily ever after. So an unending worshiper is someone who acknowledges the promises of what will happen, but rejoices now, who cannot stop, who cannot wait for later on. As you do your homework, what did I say your homework is? Read through Philippians. Like I say, it's only four chapters. It's not too long, even for a slow reader like me. Read it. Read your way through Philippians. And as you go, just mark your Bible or make a little list of all those occasions that you can see that Paul talks about the here and now, the reasons to rejoice here and now. Just as a little bit of a starter for you, just so that you get the idea. I'm going to go right back to the Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. It says, Paul says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound." Is that something later on? Or is that something now? That's something now. Am I alone on this, or have you all fallen asleep? Just my hearing. It's now. That your love may abound. It will overflow. Your love will overflow here and now. More and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Verse 10, Philippians chapter 1, so that you may be able to discern. Is that something later on or is that something now? Something now. An unending worshiper is someone who is just rejoicing in the here and now. In the here and now is overflowing with love. In the here and now is just buzzing with being able to work things out for God. And the last one, verse 11. Filled with the fruit of righteousness. Filled with the fruit. Is that filled later on or is that present now? Now. An unending worshipper is someone who cannot wait for the later on. An unending worshipper is someone who says, I want to worship and I'm ready to start now. Right now. I can't wait for something later. Here and now is not a dress rehearsal. Here and now isn't a time that we just have to wait. And then later on, once we get to heaven, once we have that throne room experience, then I'll be able to worship and keep worshiping forever and ever, like these other beasts and beings in chapter 4 of Revelation. An unending worshipper says, I can't wait. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is real. This is the time when I start developing this habit of rejoicing and worshipping because of what Jesus has done for me. An unending worshipper will pursue God from now. An unending worshipper will worship God from now. An unending worshipper can't wait for later. Charles Wesley. Anyone heard of Charles Wesley? One of the founders of the Methodist movement. A prolific songwriter. Apparently, he wrote 6,500 songs. There are some prolific songwriters around, some of which we have in our hymn books. But even on his deathbed, close to that point of dying, he constantly bubbling over with new words and new expressions of his worship. And I believe that Charles Wesley really experienced and portrayed what it is to be an unending worshiper. Someone who started worshiping and just couldn't stop. Who couldn't wait for later. And on his deathbed, he wrote, I think he maybe got someone else to write, he said these words, "In age and feebleness extreme, who shall a helpless worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art, strength of my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch one smile from thee and drop into eternity." Charles Wesley, I think, knew what it is to be an unending worshiper. Someone who throughout his life just couldn't stop writing and worshiping God through these songs. And even at the point of death, was looking forward to something later, but couldn't stop worshiping. An unending worshiper is someone who can't wait, as Charles Wesley said, about being dropped into eternity. An unending worshiper is someone who recognizes even the things that are yet to come and looks around at their own situation and realizes, like Paul, that now is the time to worship, that I can rejoice, and again I will rejoice. There is a song. We have it in the Seventh-day Adventist hymnal, number 632. I'm just double-checking to make sure whether I'd pick this as our last hymn or not, but 632. It's a short two verses, and it talks about the here and now, and it talks about the happily ever after, but it also talks about, although I find myself in the here and now, I will rejoice, and again I say rejoice. My heart can sing when I pause to remember. The heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value when I recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. unending worshiper is someone who says, I can't wait till the throne rooms, throne scenes of heaven. I can't wait till God makes all things new, till there is an end of death and dying and so on. Although I experience that now, although I have difficulties and troubles now, I want to be an unending worshiper from now. From now. Freddie Mercury sang a song that has the words, "Don't stop me now." Having such a good time, or having a ball, I think, is the words, "Don't stop me now." And I can't help but think there's a song with very different other connotations and meanings and stuff, but "Don't stop me now." I kind of think that that's kind of like the words that we should be thinking and singing of ourselves as an unending worshiper. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball as I rejoice and worship God from now as an unending worshiper. I can't wait for later. I wonder how many of us can remember a quiz show that was on television with Magnus Magnusson called Mastermind. Got one or two smiles and nods of the head. What was Magnus Magnusson's famous line? At the end of the 2 minutes, if he was halfway through a sentence, there'd be the beep, 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 beep. What would he say? I've started, so I'll finish. And then he would go and repeat the question that he was asking to give that person that opportunity of giving an answer. An unending worshiper is someone who can't wait for later. An unending worshiper who says, no matter what period of time that beep buzzer goes on, whatever time Jesus comes, an unending worshiper says, I've started already. And I will never finish. I know a song that will get on your nerves. Get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know a song that will get on your nerves, and it goes something like this. There are some things that just need to stop. There are other things that should never end. It should start straight away. So my invitation to you today is, do you want to be an unending worshiper from now on and never end? Our Father in heaven, as we presume to take the precious name of Jesus with us, Lord, we ask that you help us. Even with our life struggles, we may not be in real chains, but we may seem to be tied up with other things. Lord, help us to find reason to rejoice and again rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. That we will be unending worshippers, that we will be unending worshippers in a way that we can't wait for other things to happen, for your return and for these throne room scenes. That we want to be unending worshippers from now on. Lord, help us to that end. Help us in our day-to-day living. Help us as we seek to encourage each other, maybe even in conversation, possibly over the meal that some of us will share directly after the service. And for that, we give you thanks for the food that is provided. We ask for your continued provision of blessing. So Lord, as we finish this act of worship, may we consider what it is to be an unending worshipper.